All right, y'all.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small.
That just won't stop. Glory to God on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's called in. Everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio that is tuned in. Hallelujah. You know what it is, the revival that just won't stop, featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God, which is pastored by, hallelujah, the Holy Apostle Eldon A. Curry, bless the name of the Lord. He will be coming forth later on in our program tonight with a dynamic word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for each and every one of you, hallelujah, on the line on tonight. Let's get started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to come before your presence right now to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we just simply ask that your Holy Spirit move. Your Holy Spirit have its way on today, Lord. Lord, we worship you. We magnify you. We praise your name because you're worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. So therefore, we magnify you on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you. We lift your name up on today, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us, hallelujah, from receiving your word on today. Hallelujah, Lord. And once again, we love you. We appreciate you. And we just want you to have your way on tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised, worthy to be magnified. Hallelujah. Worthy to be lifted up. Glory to God. Hallelujah on today. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. We're getting ready, hallelujah, to go to our throne of grace with our testimonies and prayer requests. Hallelujah. We're going to do it a little bit differently tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're getting ready to open up the lines. If you're out there on Blog Talk Radio, call in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Call the number on your screen. Amen. Praise God. If that number, amen, is blocked by your company, we have a secondary number on the screen. Praise God. And yes, we even have a third number. Hallelujah. Amen. If you can't get through those two, we got three ways to get into this thing. Bless the name of the Lord. So we want you to call in. Hallelujah. We want you to put your testimony, your prayer request on the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to see the Lord work in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is the kind of confidence that we have in the God that we serve. Glory to God. We got confidence that our God, hallelujah, will answer your prayer request. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When our God shows up, our God shows up. Glory to God. The Bible says it like this. When any two coming together, touching and agree on a thing in the earth. Hallelujah. It shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. What is that scripture telling us? That when we come together and pray together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. When we come together, hallelujah, and we pray together, amen, God moves in the heavens. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That scripture goes on and tell us, amen, that whatever we unleash on earth, hallelujah, shall be unleashed in heaven. So what is God telling us? When we come together, hallelujah, we call it touching and agreeing. When we come together and we touch and agree, when we come together and pray about our finances, when we come together, hallelujah, and pray about healing, when we come together and pray about salvation, when we come together and pray about deliverance, glory to God, God unleashes it in the heavens, glory to God. And before we can receive anything on earth, God has to unleash it in the heavens. Glory to God. God say, amen, it's time out, hallelujah, for being shameful. It's time out, hallelujah, for not wanting nobody in your business. It's time out, hallelujah, for all that. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You so worried about people talking about you that you cannot receive your breakthrough. Glory to God. If we supposed to touch and agree on a thing and you too shame to put that thing on the altar in front of everybody, hallelujah, how can it be touched and agreed on? How can God unleash it in the heavens, hallelujah, if we ain't touched and agreed to unleash it on earth? Hallelujah. He said, cast all your cares on me. Praise God, because I care for you. Praise God on tonight. So when we come to the throne of grace, let's not be shameful. Let's not be bashful. Hallelujah. But let's be mindful. Let's be mindful of the word. The word say to put that thing on the altar. The word say to touch and agree on that thing. And the word say, God, hallelujah, will unleash that thing. Hallelujah. But you got to confess that thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The book of James tells us, hallelujah, that those that when we come together and confess our sins one to another and pray for one another, we shall be made whole. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we come together and pray together about a thing, God, hallelujah, amen, hears us. Hallelujah. There is power in prayer. There is power in numbers. And when you put the two together, glory to God, the Bible says, that God get to unleashing some things in heaven. God get to moving, hallelujah. Because you move, hallelujah. God say he gonna move. But you can't be ashamed of that thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't be ashamed of that child being on crack. You got to put that on the altar. You can't be ashamed of that secret sin you hiding from everybody. You got to put that on the altar. You can't be ashamed of what's going on in your marriage. You got to put that on the altar so we can touch and agree on that thing, and you can come back and have a testimony. You can have a testimony on how God, hallelujah, healed that thing, how God delivered you, how God, hallelujah, healed your marriage, how God healed your children, how God healed your body, how God healed your finances. But first, you got to come out from the back. Hallelujah. You got to stand up and you got to confess that thing, and we're going to touch and agree on it, and God's going to move. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. So the phone lines are open. Praise God. If you got a testimony on the goodness of God, or you got a prayer request on something you want God to do for you in your life, now is the time. The phone lines are open. Will there be one on tonight? Bless the name of the Lord.
Praise God. I'm on mute.
Praise God, Mama.
I'm calling in for prayer for my family, my children, in the loss of their uncle, and their family members, the McCall family. Pray, for my children, Justin, Michael. I believe they lost their uncle on yesterday. I also pray my strength in the Lord and pray for the McCall family.
Amen. Amen. Let's take that on to the throne of grace right now. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before your throne, Lord, hallelujah, on behalf of the McCall family on tonight. Hallelujah. At the loss of a family member, Lord, there is much sorrow. At the loss of a family member, Lord, there is much grief. At the loss of a family member, Lord, there is much sadness, Lord. Hallelujah. But there is much joy, hallelujah, to know, to be absent in the body, hallelujah, is to be present with you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. So we just ask that you send your Holy Spirit to comfort the family right now. Comfort Michael, Lord. Comfort Jessica, Lord. Hallelujah. Help them to see, hallelujah, that their relative is in a better place. Their uncle is somewhere where there is no more pain. There is no more hurt. Hallelujah. There's no more lies. There's no more disappointment. There's no more deception. There's no more crying, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, that he is truly resting in peace on tonight and comfort the family. Comfort them. Give them joy in their heart to know. Hallelujah, that the pain is over. Hallelujah, that the race has been won. Hallelujah, Lord. Let there be no regret on tonight. Let there be no sorrow on tonight. Let there be no sadness on tonight. Help them, Lord. Give them the joy to know that you, hallelujah, have welcomed your son back home. Glory to God, Lord, we thank you. We praise you on tonight. We lift up Mother Alberta on tonight. Hallelujah. Continue, Lord, to strengthen her as she continues to do your work. Hallelujah. Strengthen her, Lord. Hallelujah. Strengthen Sister Elena on tonight. Praise God. Touch her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch her anointed hand. Hallelujah. As they do the work, hallelujah, of your kingdom on tonight. And we thank you. We praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. He is worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let Michael and Justin, you already know, Mother. Hallelujah. But he's in a better place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit is going to come. Hallelujah. To let the family know. Hallelujah. Praise God. To let the rest of the family know that he is in a better place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank Mother Alberta for that test, that prayer request. Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Amen. Okay, Brother Bobby. Hold on. Give me time. Praise God. Go ahead.
This brother Brian,
I want to thank love for Pastor Ella Corey, Brother Andre, Sister Alberta, Mother Annette, Mother Teresa, Mother Jackie, Sister Kathleen, Brother Brian, my nephew, my cousins, my family, my friends. Thank God for being here, for God to love the world. They gave their only begotten son, so whosoever believes in him should not perish, but everlasting life. For God to love the world, for God to love the world, they gave the only begotten son, gave the only begotten son. So who should ever believe in him, should you ever believe in him, should not perish, should not perish. Everlasting, everlasting, everlasting life. I love y'all, there's nothing y'all can do about it.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Anyone else on tonight? Yeah,
I'd like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me off on a new day. I'd like to thank the Lord for watching over me, taking care of me and my family. I thank the Lord for all we have done. I ask the Lord to please go in the hospitals, the nursing homes, the jails, the prisons, take care of the homeless. I ask the Lord to heal my body. I ask the Lord for all his blessings he has shared throughout this world, and to please take care of everyone with this coronavirus going on. Please put out all the fires in California. In Jesus' name, amen.
I like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a new day. I thank the Lord for my family and friends, Bobby and Yolanda and Kathleen and Alberta and Virgin, Ellen Carey and Andre and Linda and Virginia. Mr. Tucker, and my friend Jamil, my other friend Jeremy, my other friend Jock, we call him Chris. I thank the Lord for my sisters. I thank the Lord for my uncles, my aunties. I ask that you, Father God, go put out the dangerous highway, taking the one child on the road this evening. In these dangerous highways. I ask that you, Father God, put a stop to all this violence in America. All this killing, all these guns. I asked you to put a stop all these people, all these guns, stop all this killing, nonsense killing. I asked you to go inside the hospital and the jail cells and take care of the prisons and the patients. I asked you to take care of the homeless, Lord. I ask you to take care of the people in California with the wildfires, Lord Jesus. Give them some rain. Give them some water. Put the fires out. I ask you to take care of my cousin Erica and Eric, Tobias and April and Anthony and Janice and Gloria. Yeah. I ask that you take care of my cousin Darren and Rondell and Tammy and Dale and Shamika and Wayne. Kenny and Terrell, Eric and Tondra and Junior, Craig, Dee and Jamil. I should take care of Monty Sandra, my Uncle Jay, my Uncle Odell, Mr. Tucker. I should come in your love, Jesus. Jesus, I pray, amen. 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 On tonight. Any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. He is truly worthy to be praised on tonight. God is truly worthy to be magnified, and he is truly worthy, hallelujah, to be lifted up on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace on today. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we're going to introduce the man of God. Hallelujah on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to come before you and tell you thank you. You've heard your prayer request that have gone up before your throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We just
the conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
Lord, we simply hope, Lord, that you let your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer request. As we touch and agree on each one of them, Lord, hallelujah, that you will move on those prayer requests in a mighty way. We thank you in advance for moving on them in a mighty way, Lord. We want you to know we love you. Lord, we want you to know we appreciate you. Lord, we want you to know we magnify you. Hallelujah, we lift your name up high and holy on today, Lord. Touch the man of God. Hallelujah. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Strengthen him, Lord, as he gets ready to come forth and bring forth your word on today. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you're about to say and do. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be lifted up. Worthy. Hallelujah. To be magnified on today. Hallelujah. He deserves all the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. For those of you just joining us, this is the revival that just won't stop. Glory to God. We've been going since May 11th. Glory to God. And we're going to keep going. Glory to God. As they say, it ain't over till the fat lady say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And ain't we? And everybody is well inside of the weight class. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're looking for a fat lady Tuesday. Hallelujah. And we're going to be looking for a while. Praise God. So it ain't over. Hallelujah. Until God says it's over. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. So we thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are getting ready to hear the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. Is coming from none other than the leader, the pastor. Hallelujah. Of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God. That is based out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. You definitely know that the West Coast is in the house on tonight. Hallelujah. Coming forth to bring forth the word of God, as he has so many nights before, is your friend and mine, the Holy Apostle himself, Eldon A. Curry. Praise God. Immediately following his selection, you will be in the hands of the man of God. Glory to God on tonight. How many of you know that God knows your name? Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah.
He knows my
belong to you. Then I am your own.
Apostle Elder O. Curry out of Lonely, California. Praise the Lord every time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. This is in your hands, man of God.
Praise God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, come on, give God a shout, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're online, don't you petty take him. Hallelujah. You give him the praise that you him. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, you know. That God
hallelujah.
Is so worthy of
hallelujah.
Our praise. Come on, here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Worthy
oh,
of our praise.
Hallelujah.
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 If I'm going to get excited
thank
about
you,
anybody, I'm going to get excited
yeah.
about
hallelujah.
The one that woke me up this morning. If I'm going to get excited, I'm going to get excited about the one that's giving me the use of my limbs. Amen. Who's the air I'm breathing. If I'm going to get excited about anybody, I'm going to get excited about the one that loved me in spite of myself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody
amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We need to shake it off, whatever it is. Hallelujah. And realize that we serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the one who controls our destiny. He's the one that controls our purpose. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The glory to God. We didn't get online. We didn't get online to shortchange God. We got online and we want to give God everything we got. Come on here, somebody. Is there anybody that's online tonight that said, I got online because I came to worship him. Hallelujah. I came to give him all the glory. That I can
yeah.
give you a come
yeah.
on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I didn't get online to play. I didn't get online to show off. Hallelujah. I got online because I love the Lord. Is anybody online tonight that just say, I love the Lord? Hallelujah. Excuse me for how I praise him, but his praise shall continuously be
hallelujah.
In my mouth. Somebody lift your praise
hallelujah.
To the Lord now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
glory, hallelujah, glory,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, glory, 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 glory,
glory,
hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, 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 glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah,
glory,
glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
You know the Lord, all he wants is our best. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Yeah.
He
ain't
asking us to give nothing that we're not able to give. He said, but I know when you're giving me your best. Come on here, somebody. I said about the neighbor.
Amen.
Neighbor.
Neighbor.
Whatever I give God.
Whatever I give God.
I'm always trying to give him my best. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
I'm always going to try to give him my best.
Yeah. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because he's always giving us his best. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I can't know that God don't
hallelujah.
Change us. Hallelujah. When he bless us, he comes with the best. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
amen.
God,
hallelujah.
My best. Guess what? I want you to put your best foot forward. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
You know
amen.
Put your best foot forward. In other words, give God everything you can. Come on, give God another praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Who is the head of my life, and without him I wouldn't have a life. Amen. I give him all glory tonight. Amen. To the anointing of God that's on my life. Glory to God. Amen. I praise and worship him in spirit and in truth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank God for my dear, dear brother from another mother. Amen. Thank God for you, Elder Andre. Amen. Somebody give God the praise for Elder Andre.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah.
How many of you know that when God sends him out, he sends him out two by two. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The truth that was preached. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
God know who to hook up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The people going out.
Amen.
They not even equipping right. Glory to God. It's supposed to be two by two. That's how he sent them out. Amen. He paired them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's why you had a Peter and John. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because he paired them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
And love, peace, and joy to all of you who are under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I speak peace and blessings over you in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. And whatever the enemy is trying to do over you, amen, I decree and declare that it has just now been disarmed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And every word that he's trying to speak in your ear, amen, I pray that the Lord makes you deaf to his voice. Come on here, somebody. That he has given you power.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Power means that you have authority. Power means you have the ability to conquer the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
His head. Come on here, somebody. In the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah. Before we go into the word of God tonight, I want you to speak over yourself, say self.
Self.
You have the victory.
You have the victory.
Come on here, somebody. Say it like you mean it. Say self.
Self.
You have the victory.
You have the victory. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And you coming out with the victory.
I'm coming out with the victory.
And I'm coming out with the victory.
See, this thing is twofold. You have the victory,
hallelujah,
and you coming out with the victory.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You want to tell you what the Holy Ghost is saying? See,
yes,
you have the victory means that you coming out. You coming out. You have the victory.
Yeah.
Which means you
coming
out.
Amen.
But when the Lord says you coming out with the victory, that means you coming out with everything that belongs to you, hallelujah, and everything that the devil says you couldn't have. Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
That's what I hear you. He said,
hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah.
Listen. Listen what the Lord is saying. He said, tell them that means you coming out with victory on your side. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, y'all can catch that. He said, you coming out with victory on your side. Come on here, somebody.
On
your side.
Amen.
On your side.
Come
on here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hear the prophet of God tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When he said we're coming out with the victory, the only way you can come out with the victory is that you are on God's side. Because victory is not going to leave God's side.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But blessed be unto God who has given us what? The victory. But blessed be the God that has given us, hallelujah, the victory. Hallelujah. How many know God has given us the victory tonight? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I can't hear nobody tonight. Maybe it don't look like you got the victory. But how many of that the Bible says don't walk by, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. How many words are walk by faith and not by sight? Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
See, that word faith means walk
by
the word. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We not walking
Amen.
By sight. We not walking by what is seen. We walking by what the word say. Come on here, somebody. And if the word says
Amen.
You have to tell somebody, say, you got it. Come on here, somebody. If the word says you got it, then you got it.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Somebody give God another shout.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
God is going to help us out tonight. I promise you, God is going to help us out tonight.
Hallelujah.
Notice I said God is going to help us out tonight. Glory to God. Because he was talking to me this morning. And then he was talking to me earlier in the day.
Yeah.
And he was sharing some things with me in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Before I go into the Word of God tonight, I want to shout my son out. Amen. Elder Antonius O'Neill Curry Jr. Amen. It is his birthday today. Amen. Hallelujah. He turned the big phone today. Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
God is doing some great things in his life. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Somebody give God praise for my son.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor Corey.
Yes.
Today's my birthday also.
What? Get out of here. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Amanda, and Elder Antonio Neil Curry Jr. Happy birthday to you. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah, glory.
Celebrate and to rejoice with them that what? Rejoice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Happy birthday, Sister Linda.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Linda.
Thanks,
amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go, go, go.
6-2.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the phone just cut off.
Can somebody get rid of that TV in the background? Whoever that is that got the TV in the background, can you get rid of it right now, please? Or can you turn it off or turn it down or something while the word of God is getting ready to go forth?
Amen.
I can still hear. It shouldn't take you but a second to do that. Glory to God. We're in the middle of the Word of God.
Yeah. Amen. Pay attention to the Word. Bless the name of God. Hallelujah. Pay attention to the Word. Praise God.
Can you turn that off? I'm not going to preach the Word of God until that is turned off, period. Or get off the line. Whichever one you want to do, that's up to you. But do not disrespect the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not stopping you from your television. If you want to listen to the devil tell you a vision, but we finna hear God's vision. Glory to God. We finna hear what our God has to say to us. Because the words that he speaks, they are spirit and they are life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we can't live by bread alone. We need every word to come out of God's mouth. So if you're not going to respect, get off the line.
Amen.
Oh, I could go into prayer and rebuke you off the line. Would you rather for me to do that?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We rebuke the enemy right now. Say the Lord rebuke you as the blood prevails against you. Amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Get out of here. This is kingdom business. You have no partner, not in this matter. And Father, we give you praise. We loose your angels to go forth and bust that devil in the head. God, do whatever you have to do, God, to make sure that the lines are not interrupted by the enemy. We thank you tonight, Father, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, God. We lift you up tonight, and we decree and declare, and we say right now that you are a liar, devil. Hallelujah to your great name tonight. Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God glory tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The blood.
Somebody give God a victory shout. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit of God will be respected on this line. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And anybody he used. And anybody he using. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. James chapter 1, verse 22. And the word of the Lord says, thank you, Lord. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Anyone who listens to the word but do not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately. Somebody say immediately.
Immediately.
Forget what he looks like. Come on here, somebody. Verse 25. But whoever looks intently. Somebody say intently.
Intently.
Into the perfect law that gives freedom and contains in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm going to leave
Amen.
You for a quick thought tonight. Beloved, the devil is not tricking you. You tricking yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if
yes.
you're not doing what the word says, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We hollering about the devil tricking us. And, but God been talking to my ear. He said, no, it ain't the enemy. He said, well, you know what to do and don't do it. Then it become a sin. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Boy, it's going to be quiet tonight, Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. But drop the word, Lord. Hallelujah. This is what,
hallelujah.
James chapter 1, verse 22. It said, do not merely listen to the word. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of listening, beloved, but we need to be doing what we're listening to. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So in the midst of your listening, if your listening and your giving is not balanced, then that means somewhere you listening, but you're not doing. Come on here, somebody. But then we want God to do for us, but God has said, I can't do for you if you don't do for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. God is like Luther. When we move people, he said, When you bust the move, then I'm going to bust the move. Come on, here, somebody. You waiting on me, and I'm looking at you saying, you can't be waiting on me. Glory to God. I done done everything I can do for you. Now you got to show me, glory to God, that you appreciate what I've done for you. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know that our lip service is cheap if you ain't putting no action with it? Okay, let me say it like this, like the word said. Faith without works is dead. But we want God to work for us. But God said, but what have you done what I asked you
Hallelujah.
To do?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody. And we wonder why God ain't moving. God says, I can't move because you done tied my hands. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Tell me what happened. If you go to a restaurant and you eat a good meal and you don't pay for it,
you go to jail. Lockdown.
Howdy, man.
If you don't pay your phone bill, what they gonna do to you?
Yeah.
If we don't pay our phone bill. Now, can we complain to the phone company and say, why you cut my phone off?
Nope.
No way, Jose.
What they going to tell you? Come on here, somebody. Amen. And so, therefore, now you can no longer use their services. Now, why when it comes to God, we got a problem when he says give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. He calls me to give into your bosom. We want to eat the good meal, but then after that, we want to say birth and then say thank you and then leave out. God has said, no, that ain't what I told you to do. You got to plant a seed behind that so it can produce what a harvest. Because at harvest time, we don't look to do what? Receive something. But God says nothing from nothing. Leave what?
Nothing. Amen.
Uh-huh.
And somebody said, well, you
Hallelujah.
Know, how do you know that you got to pay every time you go into the restaurant? Come on here, somebody. Somebody said, well, you know, I gave God the other day. He should be thankful for that. God is saying, well, you know what? You need something from me today, though.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, I will. Yes, Lord, I'll go there. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, I will. Hallelujah. He said, go all the way in. Listen, let me tell you something. Everybody that's depending on their job is going to be disappointed. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And
don't depend on your job. Your job is connected to the one world order. Come on here, somebody. Why you thinking that thing is going to work? We got to vaccinate you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because the enemy wants you body and soul. I'm not Anita Baker, but the enemy wants your body and soul. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And if there's ever time, beloved, that we got to tighten down and really trust God and believe that he can feed us, it's right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He did it when
we talking about
you.
Thank you, dog. We gotta really know that he is Jehovah Jireh. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that God is our Jehovah Jireh? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I'm not just saying he is. You got to know that he is. Come on here. Jireh is so divine. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
People used to look down on people that didn't have a job.
Uh-huh.
Because they said, well, if you ain't working, you ain't doing nothing. Well, how many of you know that mental slavery is still not doing nothing?
Amen.
Amen.
Once they lock you in, beloved, they're not telling you that it's a cost that come with. Let me say it like this, beloved. Maybe you can understand it more better in these terms. What would it cost of a man if he gained the world and lose his soul? Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh. Yes.
How low are you willing to go? There's a song called How Low Can You Go? How low are you willing to go?
Come on now.
Cause the enemy is saying, I'm gonna put the broom down real low. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put it down where I am and see how bad you want it, Lord. And God, when you go down this low, come on here, somebody. There should be a limit to how low you'll go. No, thank you. My God is able. Under the most fruitful yet about that. See, this is what God is looking. He's looking at who knows Satan, but my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Come on here, somebody. And I ain't going to have to lower my standards. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But some people don't look at it like that. They just look at it as, well, I'm obeying the government. How you going to obey people that are not connected to the Almighty God? And we saying we connected to God. But we obeying them that ain't even connected to God like that. Were they screwing on the Bible? Was that a holy Bible? Was that a satanic Bible? We don't even know. Ayabo so cool. Tarabasando. Hallelujah. Let me. We better wise up in this hour, child of God.
Thank you.
Somebody said obedience.
Obedience.
Yes.
It's the key to everything.
Yeah.
He said in verse 22, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Come on, everybody. We're talking about the deceiver deceiving us. But God says, if you know what to do and you don't do it, the enemy ain't tricking you. You tricking you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And you decide, and you are deciding to be your own trick.
Yeah.
Amen. So you can't put it on the devil, because the devil is looking back, looking and saying, you know what? You do that better than I do. Come on here, somebody. That was a better trick. You know, I had one over here for you, but that was better than what I, oh, God help me, Holy Ghost, than what I had planned.
Yeah.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
But it says, do what it says. Somebody said, do what it says.
Do what
the word say, neighbor. Come on here, somebody. Amen. It shouldn't be no dispute. Amen. The only somebody that's going to dispute is your flesh. And how do you know that we got power over the flesh? Come on here, somebody. Don't let no spirit tell you what to do when the job of the flesh is the, and your spirit is the one in authority, because God gave your spirit power. If your spirit is telling you to give, then you need to give and tell your flesh to shut up. Glory to God, because I'm trying to get blessed. Come on here, somebody. And you messing up my vibe. Come on here, somebody. Me and the Holy Ghost got a vibe going, and you messing it up. Amen. Get in your place. Get in your place. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
But look at verse 23. It says, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Come on here, somebody. Don't you know that if you don't obey God, you're going to forget? Because the devil going to come and snatch that word out your heart. Come on, hallelujah. You're going to snatch that word. Like, you ain't going to get a chance to meditate. Why? Because you didn't sow into it. And he said, okay, that's what I prayed on you not to do. You done snatched it. And then you forget what manner of man you is. Glory to God. Even though you may be saved, you done forget because you didn't put no work with the faith. Now the faith is dead because you didn't work nothing. Come on here, somebody. Faith without work, faith without action, faith without manifestation is dead. You can say all day what you got, but if your actions don't match what you got, then you ain't got nothing. Only somebody will give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
And this is what the word says. How many of you know that when you woke up this morning, you looked in the mirror? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You made sure everything looked right. Made sure you were tight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Made sure you were suited and booted before you got out that mirror. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Wasn't the hair out of place? Amen. Glory to God. As a matter of fact, you went back 2 or 3 times just to make sure that it was right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And whatever was wrong, you made sure to fix it, didn't you? Glory to God. God, so that's how we should be about the word. Hallelujah. When you hear then you need to make sure you fix that thing. Glory to God. Lord, that's out of whack. I need to fix that. Glory to God. Help me, Holy Ghost. I'm sorry, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me obey you in that, because I don't want that to grow up and then that turn into weeds and then they end up choking me out. Come on, here, somebody. Why? Because I wasn't obedient to the word. Come on, here, somebody. I looked in the mirror, but I didn't obey the word. And then I forgot what manner of man I was. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And then verse 25 says, but whoever looks intently, come on, here, somebody, intently. That what intently means. With intensity, hallelujah, with intent, glory to God, hallelujah, into the perfect law that gives freedom. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I mean, you know that the word can only set you free if you act on it. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Yeah.
See, the word can't set you free if you don't act on it. And then you want to call a pastor to pray for you, and God is saying, but you praying for them, but are they being obedient to everything I'm telling them to do? And then you know that God will stop me from praying? He said, because they not being obedient in this area, but they want you to pray for me to move, but tell them don't tie my hands so I can move. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
How do you know that God's going to move for us? Come on here, somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
But God can't move for us if we have stepping. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We have stepping. Glory to God. In other words, we know what to do, but we ain't putting our best foot forward. Lord, you know I ain't got it. Lord, you know I ain't got it like that. That's why I'm trying to bless you so you can have it like that. Come on here tonight. Telling you, everybody that's trusting in the world is finna to go crazy in a minute. Are y'all in here? Hallelujah. I wish somebody hear the prophet of God. Somebody record this glory to God. Amen. Again. Amen. Everybody that's trusting in their J-O-B, glory to God, it's going to be just over broke. Come on here, somebody. And they ain't going to even know it. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because they mind is not making it calculate. Because they under the control of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is more than just a virus. Glory to God. The virus was invented so they could come in with the vaccine to take control of your mind and body. You know what I'm saying in the Holy Ghost? And I'll say it again as God gives it to me. God said, don't be tricked. Trick this with kids. Come on here, somebody. Don't be deceiving yourself. Amen. Be a doer of that word. Amen. No, this thing is real. This ain't fake. This ain't make-believe. This ain't pretend. Glory to God. Don't you know that you ain't going to never have past what you have now if you don't step out? Come on here, somebody. That's why the devil fighting you. He say, oh, you ain't got to do that. Amen. Nah. Amen. He just wants your money. No. God is saying you got to sow in order to get what you want. Money begot money. Somebody said, well, you know, if I sow my time, God will give me money. Come on here, somebody. God is omniscient. Glory to God. That goes against his principle. Come on here, somebody. If you sow time, God's going to bless you with more time. Come on here, somebody. Every seed produced after its own kind. You can't plant no watermelon seed and get tomatoes. Come on here, somebody. That ain't going to happen. If you plant watermelon seeds, you're going to get watermelons. Come on here, somebody. If you plant apple seeds, you're going to get apples. Glory to God. Whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
Come on, God gonna bless me, but you ain't made the move that God has asked you to move yet. Amen. God said until you do that, Lord God, I can't move you to here. Well, how many know that if you be faithful with a little, God will bless you with much? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And God is saying you gotta stop looking at what you don't have. Because if you keep looking at what you don't have, you ain't gonna never have nothing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you gotta look past what you got and say, Lord, if you can take a little and do much with it, here is mine, Lord. And I'm gonna be obedient to what you told me to do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come
on now. And sometimes God's gonna challenge your offering. Just to see if you'll obey him. So he can put more in your hands. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, I thank God for having a free heart, y'all. Glory to God. Because when you have a free heart, amen, God can flow. The spirit of God can flow. The love of God can flow. How many know that God can't flow through a stingy spirit? How many know that God can't flow through a rebellious spirit? How many of you know that God can't flow through a stubborn spirit? But God can only flow through an obedient spirit. Glory to God. He can flow through a submissive spirit. Hallelujah. That's why Isaiah 1, amen, God says, if you be willing and obedient. Come on here, somebody. Willing and obedient. Come on here, somebody. Not just obedient, but willing. Glory to God. In other words, amen, you are joyful, cheerful about giving it. Come on here, somebody. And if you ain't joyful and cheerful about giving it, you gonna forfeit your own blessing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that we ain't doing God no favor by giving? We doing ourselves a favor. Amen.
Amen.
We ought to thank God that he allowed us to give. Come on, Lord, thank you for even allowing me the opportunity. How many know God don't accept our offering? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Some offering God don't even want. Why? Because the spirit of it ain't right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Are y'all still with the apostle tonight? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 25 said, but whosoever looks intently. Intently, with intent, into the perfect. That word perfect means complete law. See, you're not walking in the complete law until you're doing all the law. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's like a perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it. In other words, you are living in it. Come on here, somebody. Not forgetting what they have heard. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that if you don't do what you've heard, that you'll forget it? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So the only way that you don't forget is that you got to put action with what you heard. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because the thief is waiting to rob you of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this is how he is robbing a lot of us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And God is saying, I want to give more to you, but you got to be obedient to what I've already told you to do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
It says they will be blessed in what they do. Come on here, somebody. They will be blessed in what they do. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory.
Somebody give God a praise to help you digest that word. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
To help that word get down in your belly. Come on.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. We give God praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm hearing one more verse that the Lord wants me to give us tonight. Glory to God. And this is going to bring peace to the word that the Lord just spoke. There's a scripture that talks about us entering into his rest. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And so God is saying, I want you to enter into my rest. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, here it is. But guess what mine got? At the top of it. Go to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. Mine said Hebrews chapter 3.
Yeah, 3.
Beginning with verse 7. Yeah, Hebrews 3. Chapter 3, beginning with verse 7. Now, check out what my title say, y'all. It said, warning against unbelief. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Warning against unbelief. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Speak, Lord. Speak, Holy Ghost. Speak. God says, listen what the Lord tells me to tell y'all tonight. And he's saying to us. He said, I told them to go possess the land. In Numbers, I told them to go and possess the land. But they allow the giants to cloud the word that I had given them.
Come on, God.
And they spoke out of their mouth because they didn't trust that I would give them the land. It said, the giants are bigger than us. We can't get this land because of the giants. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the Lord, when they spoke that out of their mouth, the Lord called that what? An evil report. Come on here, somebody. The Lord was ready to kill them when they said they couldn't do it because they spoke against him.
Wow.
don't know if y'all still hearing me tonight.
Amen.
I want y'all to hear me real good tonight. Don't get it twisted. See, God was telling them that I've given you the land so they could enter into his rest. Come on here, somebody. I got Bob. Hey, speak, Holy Ghost. God is saying, I'm telling you, I'm giving you this land. Don't speak against my word or you won't inherit just like them what I said you could have.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God, because if I said it, glory to God, take me at my word, saith the Lord. Do not doubt me, saith the Lord, or you will suffer the same consequences. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah! He said, don't draw back. He said, don't have a drawback spirit. He said, but walk confidently in what I have spoken unto you. Walk in confidence, knowing that I am not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I should repent. Have I not said it? Shall I not do it? Have I not spoken it? Shall I not make it good, saith the Lord? In other words, I cannot lie.
Yes.
So do not take the words that I'm saying unto you lightly. Say it. The Lord, somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory.
The Spirit of God is moving right now. Come with me to Hebrews 3. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 7. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Is everybody there? And it wasn't alone. It says, so as the Holy Spirit said, so as the Holy Spirit said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Come on here, somebody. As you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the wilderness. Come on here, somebody. Where your ancestors tested and tried me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In other words, they didn't believe it. Come on here, somebody. Amen. When the God didn't want to give it to them, they didn't. But they put out an evil report against the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
It says, though for 40 years they saw what he did. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. For 40 years, they saw what the Lord did and still didn't believe. Come on here, somebody. This is why I was angry with that generation. Come on here, somebody. I said their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my way. So I declare on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that you're not going to enter God's rest if you don't believe him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Verse 12 says, see to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you have a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but encourage one another daily as long as it is called today. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody said today.
Today.
Encourage your brother and sister. Say neighbor.
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 We still got a chance to get it right. Come on here, somebody. Say neighbor. Amen.
We still got a chance to get it right.
We still got a chance to get it right.
We still got a chance to obey God. Come on here, somebody. Neighbor, we can still do this thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, we got to encourage each other, y'all. Come on, hallelujah. This ain't no time to clap. Glory to God. You ain't just doing this for you. You doing this for your children. You ain't just doing this for you. You doing this for their children. So they can have a chance to prosper. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah. So listen to what the Lord said. It says, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know when you stop doing the word that your heart will get hard? Come on here, somebody. Your heart would get hard because you had to put no action with it. And so now you got used to that. Being disobedient, and now you got used to not obeying God. And when you get like that, God will stop talking to you. I can't hear nobody tonight. God will stop talking to you. And then you come out, God don't talk to me no more. Why? But when he was talking to you, you didn't obey him. And now God says, I'm not going to keep talking in deaf ears. Come on here, somebody. I'm only going to talk to my children that are obedient to me. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And then in verse 14, it says, we have come to share in Christ. If indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end. Verse 15, as has just been said, today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. As you did in the rebellion. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? Come on here, somebody. God is saying this wilderness that we're going through, God is saying the only ones that's going to make it out are those of us who is trusting God wholeheartedly. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that you're in the wilderness right now? But God is saying, I'm going to show you,
Hallelujah.
How you're going to have luxury in the wilderness. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight.
Yes,
God is saying, I'm going to show you how I can take care of you in the wilderness. Hallelujah. How many know God took care of his people in the wilderness? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to God tonight. I'm done, beloved. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. I got one more thing to read though before I finish up. And verse 18 says that to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest? If not to those who disobeyed. Come on here, somebody. Who did not obey the voice of the Lord. Verse 18. So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. Glory to God. How many know God said, I come to give you rest? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. God said, if you obey me, you're going to enter into my rest. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Man.
Somebody give God a praise for his rest. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
But how many know we can't enter into his rest until we enter into his obedience? Somebody, hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you receive that word tonight, come on and give
glory. Hallelujah.
If you heard, Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, come on in, elder, hallelujah, glory to God, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, on tonight, praise God, we thank God for that word, on tonight, hallelujah. The enemy ain't tricking us. We trick ourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Simply by not obeying what the word say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And some people want to say the word don't work. My question is, how you know something don't work if you never try? Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They ain't never tried the word. They ain't never tried God to say it don't work. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah on tonight. So we thank God for that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For the man of God bringing forth that word. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any questions about the word on tonight or any comments? Amen. On the word on tonight, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to remind you, if you have any questions, hallelujah, about the word of God that is drawn forth, excuse me if I got a little background, I'm walking outside right now. Hallelujah. But if you have any questions, we encourage you, amen, to ask those questions. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Y'all just give me one quick second here. Amen. Here we go. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Bless the name of the Lord. I want to release this. This, the Lord just dropped this in my spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't obey the word of God if you're not paying attention to the word of God. Hallelujah. Mm. Amen. Let me say that again. The Lord say you can't obey the word of God if you're not attentive. Hallelujah to the word of God. If you're not listening, amen, then you can't obey. The Lord said this is the problem. This is what's going on. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and release what the Lord is putting in my spirit right now. Hallelujah. It's just like in church. Praise God. People show up for the testimony. Yes. People show up for the choir. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when the word goes forth, people tune in at. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord says some people on the line, and you know who you are, you are not being attentive to the word of God. Hallelujah. When the word starts going forth, that's when you start watching TV. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Therefore, you can't. Therefore, the question God really wants to know: what are you here for? Glory to God. If you're not here to learn the word of God, hallelujah, praise God. Then why are you here? Is this entertaining thing for you? Praise God. Something you ain't got nothing to do at night, or something? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because this is serious for glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Praise God. Yes. This is a serious thing right here. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
and God requires your undivided attention. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We may be on the phone and can't see who's doing it. Praise God. But how many of you know God gave us discernment? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when God gives you discernment, God drops certain things in your spirit, and you know who's doing what. Bless the name of the Lord. Remember, Jesus knew whatever people were thinking.
He knew what they were thinking. They didn't even have to say it. He knew where his thoughts, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And I'm not going to call you out, praise God, but you know who you are with that TV, praise God. And most likely you one of the people, amen, that aren't being obedient to the word, because you can't be obedient to the word if you're not paying attention to the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's important to pay attention. Hallelujah. So you won't miss nothing. I keep telling y'all, this is school. We in class. If you miss something, hallelujah, that the teacher is teaching, then when the test come on Friday, praise God, you're going to fail that question because you wasn't paying attention in class. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got some people, we got some students that ain't paying attention in class. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. God say you got to pay attention to him. Our God is a jealous God. Hallelujah. He say you ain't good at multitask. Whoever you are, praise God. He say you're not good at multitask. You can't do two things at one time, praise God. You can't listen to that and listen to this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We pray, amen, that we be obedient to the word. Hallelujah. If God has spoken to your heart to sow a seed, praise God, sow that seed. Hallelujah. Amen. You've heard too many testimonies of people who have sowed. Hallelujah. And God, amen, has blessed them financially. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, what is it going to take for you to do what, to be obedient to what God, hallelujah, is telling you to do? Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. If you haven't sown your seed, sow your seed. Praise God. If we got people that's been coming to the fellowship. This is a, let me say this. This is a real, this is a real fellowship. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. This is the real deal. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is truly the church without walls. Glory to God on tonight. Mm. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So we need to treat it as such. Treat this like you would, like you treat that church you used to go to. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for each and every person that's called in and tuned in on tonight. We certainly had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. If you haven't sown your seed, sow it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to turn it back over to the hands of the man of God. And he's going to go ahead and pray us out on tonight and give his final announcement. Just back in your hands, man of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
If there's anybody with a word of encouragement right now, hallelujah. Somebody give God praise for that awesome word. So that God is speaking to you, God, with the message. You can't take what God is saying light and come on here, somebody. Because there's going to be a transferring of wealth. Watch and see what I say. God is going to transfer the wealth of the wicked to those of us who have not sold out to the end. Come on, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Give God another shout of praise, baby God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Are you ready, Andre? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. If there is no comments or anything at this time, then we got to get ready amen, to dismiss. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, it is God is ready to open the door for us, so we got to be ready to walk through it. Come on, come out of here.
Amen.
And a lot of us is not ready for what God is really doing. I pray for them, honey. But I pray that just tonight that you would make that sacrifice to go on ready. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we praise you tonight. Thank you for what our ears have heard. Thank you, Lord, for what our hearts are understanding. Father, we thank you for James tonight, God. We thank you that we're not just hearers, but we're doers, God. Hallelujah. And if we're not doers, make us doers, God, so we don't miss you, God. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor and adoration. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are the only wise, true living God, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you've been ready to bless us beyond our wildest imagination, God. For those who have been faithful to you, God, we give you praise and we give you glory in our sure humble field name. When I say unto one,
when I say unto one,
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch.
Watch. Watch.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day. Every day.
Neighbor. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say neighbor.
Neighbor. Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah.
Yeah, ain't nothing you can do about it.
Somebody clap your hands and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory.
Mocha.
Yes, God, amen. You are now just lived until tomorrow night. Amen. 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 Amen.
Time out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got out of my bed, I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh death, you told it to get back and behave.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. On wide open, he always welcomed you. I've been blessed.
Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Let the church.
Hey.
Hey.
Something he did as a child. hallelujah, that followed him the rest of his life. Hallelujah. He grabbed hold of his brother's heel. Hallelujah, praise God. So they named him Jacob because Jacob meant heel. So the rest of his life, he lived up to being a heel. Hallelujah, praise God, a hater, a backstabber, somebody you wouldn't trust, a hustler, a swindler, a slicer. He lived up to it because of something, hallelujah, he did as a child. Praise God, hallelujah. And I don't know who this is for, but the Lord say this is the season where you need to quit living up to the Lord have mercy, the, what? No. Hallelujah. You living up, amen, to the marks people have put on you. Hallelujah, praise God. You're living up, hallelujah, to the stereotype somebody put on you. Praise God. Just because you kissed a little boy when you was a teenager or when you was a little girl, they called you fast. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. So you became fast. Hallelujah, amen, because that's what they put on you. Hallelujah, praise God, that you wouldn't step away from the plate. You like to eat a lot, so they said you was greedy. They said you just ate up everything, so that's what you began to do. Praise God, hallelujah. They said, oh, you so cute. He gonna be a little ladies' man. Praise God, so you grew up to be what they said you was gonna be, but it's time, amen, that you put away what they said that you was going to be, hallelujah, and you become who God says you are. Praise God. The Bible says you have to put away the old man, praise God, and put on the new man. All you doing is, oh, Lord, hallelujah. I wasn't intending on speaking on this tonight, but the Lord say all you doing is dragging the old man with you to church. Hallelujah. Now, you ain't put him away. Hallelujah. You just dragging him with you to church. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't repentant. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember the story where Jesus said, amen, there were two builders. Amen. They both built their house on the same spot. But one of them dug down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. To the rock. Hallelujah. But the other one built his house, amen, on the sand. The problem is, praise God, somebody out there built their house, amen, amen, praise God, but instead of tearing down the old house that you built, the house that you built on lust, hallelujah, the house that you built on greed, hallelujah, praise God, the house that you built on who you say you are, praise God, the house that you built on being arrogant, the house that you built on being having an attitude, praise God, hallelujah, you know that persona that you keep up about yourself, praise God, that house, instead of tearing that house down, hallelujah, and rebuilding your house, digging down to the rock, all you did was come home, hallelujah, amen, you might have threw some records out and put on some Kirk Franklin and some like Yolanda Adams, hallelujah, you might have took some pictures down and hung up some Jesus pictures, amen, and threw some crosses around. You didn't tear the old house down, all you did was redecorate it, but it's still built on that same sinful foundation. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we wonder why God ain't blessed us yet. Well, I've been going to church and I've been paying my tithes. Hallelujah, amen. But God ain't blessed me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that when you read the book of Malachi, see, that's why a lot of us get the tithes from. The book of Malachi tells us if we pay our 10%, then God's going to bless us. But we don't realize that's not the only thing God asked us to do in that book. Hallelujah, praise God. He said we need to go back to his ordinances. Hallelujah. We need to go back to his ordinary behavior. Praise God, hallelujah. Watch this. Another verse puts it like this. Hallelujah. He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Then I will forgive their sins. And then I will what? I will heal the land. The land represents your pocketbook. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The forgiveness represents your sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he said, I will hear from heaven. That's asking God to hear you. Hallelujah. And heal you from whatever ails you. He said, you ain't being heard because you ain't repented. You ain't being heard because you ain't humbled yourself. You ain't being heard because you're not seeking my face. Hallelujah. You ain't being heard because you ain't praying. Hallelujah. And you ain't being heard, praise God, tonight. Hallelujah. Because you have not turned from your wicked ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have not turned from your wicked ways. You got to do all this stuff. You can't just do one. I seek my faith. I go to church. Hallelujah. Humble myself. I know I ain't nothing without God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I pray, hallelujah, but I got some wicked ways that I'm just not ready to turn away from. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm turning from my wicked ways, but I ain't praying like I should. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm praying, I'm turning, hallelujah, and I'm seeking, but I just can't humble myself like I should. Praise God. See, if you ain't doing all of it, see, we want the whole result. Hallelujah, praise God, without putting in the entire action. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want God to give us everything, and we only giving him 75%. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want him to fulfill the whole promise. Amen. And we ain't even fulfilling half of the obligation. Praise God. The Bible says, if you do good, I will bless you. Praise God. But if you do evil, I will curse you. Praise God. It is so simple. Then he says in the book of Jeremiah, if you do an evil, and I tell you that you're cursed, but then you repent and you start doing good, I will bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the same goes for the other side. Hallelujah. He said, if you're doing good, hallelujah, praise God, and you're blessed, but then you start doing evil, praise God, then that blessing is going to turn into a curse. It is so simple. If you do good, you're going to get blessed. Praise God. If you go do evil, you're going to get cursed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you got to look in whatever you're in your life that you feel like you are cursed in and see what evil that you are putting into that part of your life. The evil you putting in might be just doubt. Hallelujah. It might just be doubt. Praise God. Watch this. Hallelujah. The children, the Hebrew children, amen, it's not that they were lost. Hallelujah, in the wilderness, and they just was walking around the mountain and couldn't find the promised land. The Bible tells me in the book of Numbers that they found the promised land, but they doubted, hallelujah, that they could receive and they could take what God had promised them. Hallelujah, praise God. See, when the doctor come back, amen, with that test and with that diagnosis, but the word of God says that I promised you at least 70 years. Hallelujah, praise God. The word of God says, hallelujah, if you honor your mother and father, your days will be long upon the earth. It don't matter what that doctor said. Hallelujah, it matters what the word of God says, because the Bible says the word of God will not come back void. But if I doubt what the word of God says, hallelujah, the Bible says when two or more agree, hallelujah, amen, then it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. So if I'm agreeing with the doctor, oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody out there need to quit agreeing with the doctor. You need to quit agreeing, hallelujah, with the counselors. You need to quit agreeing, hallelujah, with the lawyers and the experts. You need to quit agreeing with them. That evidence ain't too big for God. Praise God, hallelujah. You think the evidence is too big for God? Somebody out there going through some legal trouble. Hallelujah. The Lord says if Snoop Dogg could get off for murder, and Puff Daddy could get off for murder, and R. Kelly can get off, and you really innocent, oh, Lord, have mercy. You ain't got no faith in God. You too busy listening to what the lawyers are telling you. Hallelujah. Instead of what the word of God is telling you. Hallelujah. Praise God. When Paul and Silas began to sing in the middle of the night at the prison, the Bible says that the earth shook, hallelujah, and the doors came open. Praise God, hallelujah. You got to believe that God is going to open up that door. Hallelujah. You can't doubt, hallelujah, God. That's wicked. witness to God. So God, he said, I will no longer dwell with these wicked people. And I said, Lord, how can you call them wicked when their sins are covered with the blood of those innocent lambs? And you said you can't see their sins. Hallelujah. You can't see their lying and their fornication and their adultery. You can't see none of that for the blood of the lamb. Then what sin are you talking about? What wickedness are you talking about? He says, the doubt. God say, I can't hang with nobody that don't believe in me. Praise God. Do you want somebody hanging around you that don't believe in you? That's why a lot of people say they get divorced because of sex and because of adultery and because of money. Hallelujah. I tell you this, a lot of men will leave, praise God, hallelujah, and a lot of women will leave, praise God, hallelujah, just because you don't believe in me. Hallelujah. You don't believe in me like you say you believe in me. You don't love me like you say you love me. Hallelujah. So I will no longer dwell with you. That's wicked. Hallelujah. For you to dwell with me and not love me. That's wicked for you to say you trust me, but don't show you trust me. Hallelujah. It's wicked for you to say you believe me, but don't show you believe me. Praise God. He said, no longer will I dwell with this wicked generation. And the generation had to die out. The doubt had to die. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sin, when it's full grown, equates death. Praise God. Hallelujah. They doubt was full grown. They doubted so much that they lied to the people. Hallelujah. And they doubt was full grown. And because of their doubt, they died in the wilderness. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why some ministries ain't booming. Because you doubted. Hallelujah. So it died. Oh, hallelujah. That's why some marriages, hallelujah, didn't make it because you doubted. Hallelujah, and it died. Hallelujah, praise God. That's why them children ain't make it because that you doubted. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And they hopes and dreams, or maybe even them died because you doubted. Hallelujah. Yes, your doubt can affect somebody else. Hallelujah. You want some Bible on that? There were some men that brought this man, hallelujah, who couldn't walk. He suffered with palsy, I believe. Hallelujah. And they brought him to the house, but they couldn't get in the house. Praise God, because the house was full of people, but they were trying to get him to Jesus. So they took him up on the roof, and they lowered him down. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that when Jesus saw the faith that his friends had, not the faith that he had, hallelujah, but the faith that his friends had, hallelujah, he healed the man of palsy and told him to pick up his bed and walk. Not because of his faith, hallelujah, but because of his friend's faith. I'm trying to tell you tonight that your faith could be holding somebody else back because you don't believe good enough to get them to God. Hallelujah, praise God. See, you got access to God. You go to church every Sunday. I'm talking to some church folks. I'm not talking to some worldly folks tonight, praise God. I'm talking to some church folks. You go to church every Sunday, and you see people, hallelujah, in need of Jesus, and you know how to get them to Jesus. All you got to do is give them an invitation. Hallelujah. All you got to do is give them a prayer line number. Hallelujah. Minister Ray on every morning, but you won't give them that number. Hallelujah. Praise God. A chosen generation on almost every night, but you won't give them that number. Hallelujah. Praise God. We on Facebook Live. Hallelujah. Praise God, but you won't give them the page. Hallelujah. Amen. You won't give them the address to the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you see they need Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. If you had enough faith, hallelujah, in Jesus, maybe you could get somebody else saved. Maybe you could get somebody else healed. Hallelujah. Maybe you could get somebody else delivered. Praise God. But your problem is you ain't got no faith. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Especially y'all church folks, hallelujah, amen. Y'all have wrote off the little Pola R. Kelly. Y'all have wrote the boy out. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't got no faith. Hallelujah. You got to have faith in any and everybody. You can believe God can heal Paul, hallelujah, who persecuted Christians. Praise God. You can believe God, hallelujah, amen, can heal David, who cheated on his wife, hallelujah, amen, with another man's wife, had the man killed, had a baby by him, hallelujah, covered it up and lied about it. Praise God. But you don't believe my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you ain't got no faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Not just R. Kelly. What about your cousin Harold? Hallelujah. Amen. What about your sister? Praise God. Hallelujah. What about your brother? Hallelujah. What about your mama? Oh, Lord, have mercy. What about your daddy? You don't want to bring these people to God because you don't believe God can change them, even though the Bible says we battle not against flesh and blood, but we battle against principalities and wicked and evil spirits that are in high places. Hallelujah, amen. Even though Jesus had to deal, hallelujah, with demonic spirits, a third of his ministry, praise God, hallelujah, you just refuse to believe that Jesus, hallelujah, can heal your family member, that Jesus can heal your spouse, that Jesus can heal your children. Hallelujah. Your faith, your disbelief, your doubt. Praise God, hallelujah. It might be, that might be the reason your situation is stagnant, while you're blaming other people. Hallelujah, amen, for your situation. It might be stagnant because of you. Praise God. Maybe your wife keep creeping because of you. Maybe your husband can't stay home because of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe God trying to get you to change. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Since the beginning of time, we've been doing everything the wrong way. Eve ate the fruit. Hallelujah. So here you come, Adam. You want to eat the fruit too because she ate the fruit. Hallelujah, praise God. You wake up in the morning and your wife got an attitude with you, so you want to get an attitude with her. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, you wake up, your husband woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Hallelujah, praise God. Instead of you keeping your composure, you go to snapping your neck and popping your fingers. Praise God. I don't know what side of the bed you woke up on, but your mama don't live here. I ain't just, hold up. Praise God, because he ate the fruit, you going to eat it too. And both of y'all don't get put out the garden. Praise God. Because he cheated on you, you're going to cheat on him. Because he lied to you, you're going to lie on him. Because he went and hung out with his homeboys and went to the strip club. I'm going to go hang out with my homegirls. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because she did, because she lied to me about where she was. Hallelujah. I ain't going to never tell her where I am no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All we doing is doing the same thing Adam did, and that was ate the fruit. Somebody got to be the one, hallelujah, to say, hold up. Hallelujah. That what you just did was kind of childish. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Somebody got to be like Job. One man besides Jesus in the Bible. Praise God, hallelujah. They didn't listen to nothing nobody else said. Hallelujah, praise God. His wife said, you ought to curse God and die. Hallelujah, praise God. And some of y'all out there, some of us men out there, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We love our wives so much, we hypnotize so much, we whip, you know. Praise God so much, hallelujah. They say something, we might say it too. We might agree just so we can stay in good and stay out the doghouse. But Job looked at his wife and said, you sound like a foolish woman. Praise God, hallelujah. I wonder if anybody got the guts to look at their spouse when their spouse tells them to do something that goes against the word of God and say, you sound like a foolish. When your wife comes to you on your birthday and say, hallelujah, you want to have a threesome for your birthday, man of God, you sound like a foolish, praise God, a foolish woman. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. When your husband suggests some out of control, you sound like a foolish. Hallelujah, man. That goes against the word of God. Somebody got to stop it. Hallelujah, amen. So we gonna both get put out together. No. Praise God. Hallelujah. If one of us, amen, can put the brakes on and say, you know what? That's not what God said to do. That's not what the word of God say do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that girl at work made you mad, so you decided you're going to pack your duffel bag, put your sneakers and your Vaseline in there with your sweatsuit, hallelujah, because you're going to fight after work. Ain't that what you used to do, hallelujah, when you was in school? Childish things that need to be put away. Praise God. Cuss somebody out, hallelujah, because they cussed you out. Now you on YouTube looking like a fool. Praise God, hallelujah. I ain't called you a fool. I said you was looking like one. Don't throw that scripture at me. I heard you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said you was looking like one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You're acting like one in public. Hallelujah. Forgetting, obviously forgetting who you are. That's a child of God because you have not come to that point of repentance in your life that you have changed your mind not only about who you are, praise God, hallelujah, amen, but not worrying about who everybody else says you are. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We get so caught up and we get so lost about, hallelujah, amen, what we hear the world saying. But the Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not by the word of Facebook, not by the word of Eyewitness News, and not by the word of TMZ, hallelujah, not by the word of Instagram, praise God, but by the word of God. What did the word of God say about that? Hallelujah. Well, I'm thinking about the voice of my wife. What the word of God say about that? It say, well, God put together that no man, hallelujah, put asunder. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They snitched on me at the job, Elder, so I'm thinking about, hallelujah, putting a complaint on them. What you think about that? The Bible says, hallelujah, amen, that you ought to turn the other cheek. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, my children just disobedient and I run them into the ground and I tell them what to do. I run my house like a boot camp. But the Bible say don't push your children to anger. Hallelujah. Well, I can't stand my mama. She wasn't there for me like she should have been. So I'm not respectful to her. Even though the Bible clearly tells you to honor your mother and your father and your days will be long. You rather hold a grudge. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now we're getting into unforgiveness. You rather hold a grudge in your heart, hallelujah, against somebody, hallelujah, and lose years off of your life than to simply obey the word of God. Praise God, hallelujah. One thing the Lord said, hallelujah, we're getting ready to wrap this up and we're going to open up the phone lines again. Praise God, hallelujah. But one thing the Lord said, hallelujah, the Lord said you must not believe what the book say. Hallelujah, period, point blank, straight to the point. You must not believe, praise God, what the book say. The book say, hallelujah, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, whatsoever, that means whatever you did, you going to reap it. Whatever it was, every little thing you did is going to come back to you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Praise God, hallelujah. It's going to come back to you. Every time, hallelujah, some way it's going to come. Every time you lied, every time you stole something, every time you cheated on somebody, hallelujah, every time you got an attitude, hallelujah, praise God, every time you cut somebody out, it's going to come back to you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And sin, when it's full grown, equates death. But we don't believe it, hallelujah, because if we believed it, we wouldn't even dive into it. We wouldn't even tiptoe in it knowing we're going to fall all the way in it. Start off with a little white lie. Next thing you know, hallelujah, you done lied to any and everybody. Hallelujah. You done stole from any and everybody. You done got people to lie for you and bear false witness. You done did all the wrong things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you just tasted it. Hallelujah. I just got a number. I just texted her, Elder. That's all we're doing. We just texting. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Until you and your wife get into an argument. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then you run to her and tell her everything you don't like about your wife. And the next thing you know. Hallelujah. Well, he's just a friend, Elder. He just needs a little counseling on his relationship every once in a while. Yeah, so his relationship go bad. There he is crying on your shoulder. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then you find yourself in a compromising situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 praise God, on tonight. We got to understand, as men and women of God, we in a season, we in a time, praise God, hallelujah, where God is exposing any and everything, hallelujah. And whatever you did going to come back around to you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Don't think you done got away. Hallelujah. If you think you done got away, just look at the news. Bill Cosby thought he got away. R. Kelly, he thought he got away. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You can't, watch this, read your Bible. David thought he got away. Hallelujah. David didn't know nobody. He didn't think nobody would be reading about how he didn't, how the man of God now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. John Gray thought he was going to get away. Men of God, women of God, watch yourself. You ain't going to get away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said, you got the nerve to want your ministry to blow. And not only will your ministry blow up, everything you doing going to blow up. Hallelujah. Whatsoever a man sows, it don't matter what it is, it's going to get out there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's an hour, they already know, every time you done watch, hallelujah, you done clicked on the wrong thing on your browser. They already know. Praise God. Hallelujah. They just waiting for the right time to use it. Hallelujah. Praise God. They waiting and ready to slander your name. The Lord say, don't give them no ammunition. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't give them nothing to use against you. Hallelujah. That's why we call our past a testimony, because it's already happened. It's already over with. I did it, but I'm not doing it. Hallelujah. I am who I am and not who I used to be. Hallelujah, praise God. And that's what God wants you to be. He wants you to be who you are and not who you used to be. Hallelujah, he wants you to put away the old man. Hallelujah, and put on the new man. Praise God, hallelujah. He wants you to walk in the steps that he has ordered for you. Hallelujah, praise God. When your steps are ordered, that means they're already laid out. All you got to do is follow the pattern. It's already laid out. Hallelujah. Don't divert. Don't go over there. You know she over there. Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't know you knew she was gone. Don't play. Hallelujah. Praise God. You knew what you and your homeboy would think. You knew he was scheming and scamming and he was planning to do something dirty. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know you wanted a piece of it. You wanted some of that money too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord says one last thing. In business, the Lord says, hallelujah. We can't act like, we can't say we saved, and then when it comes to business, we some shady business people. Because we represent God in the business world, too. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't be all one person at work and a whole different person when you at church. I shouldn't have to, amen, go to your job and they say, oh, I didn't know you knew Elder Prevost. Amen. Oh, yeah, I go to church with Elder Prevost. You do? You go to church? Praise God. Hallelujah. I never would have thought as much as you cuss that you go to church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. As much sinning as you be doing up here at this job, I can't believe you go to church. Hallelujah.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it. Due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
my background sin.
Oh, oh, Lord,
oh yeah.
Deliver me.
God, rescue me from myself, from my overthinking.
Deliver me.
If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say,
oh, Lord.
Let the Lord know. Just say,
oh.
He wants to restore your soul. Just say,
deliver me.
Hey, it's my people who are called by my name. Humble themselves and pray.
Deliver me.
Leave my faith. Turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, I'm going to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially